Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Friday, August 26th. This week has witnessed the wonderfully close encounter of Mars with its rival of sorts, the red star Antares, to its lower right. This reddish star's name actually means rival of Mars in Greek. From Monday evening to this evening, Mars has shifted noticeably to the left or east of Antares, or so it would appear. Mars has actually edged very slightly to the right. Antares, indeed all the stars, have appeared to move more measurably to the right, thanks to the Earth racing around the Sun, changing our view into space. Antares will fade into the twilight next month, while Mars's orbit counteracts our motion, causing it to linger in the southwestern twilight well into the fall. It's little wonder the Greeks called the planets the Wanderers, as they traveled independently of the fixed celestial sphere of stars. Two of those wanderers, Jupiter and Venus, find themselves almost inseparable tomorrow evening, but very low, buried in the twilight. With as level a view to the west as possible, a narrow viewing window from 10 minutes before 8 through 8:05 will show them one quarter of a finger width apart, Venus being brighter. Next week, a look at the 13th horoscope sign on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.